This year, state tax revenue losses resulting from interstate tobacco smuggling could reach over $5 billion. Rich Marianos, a retired ATF agent who now speaks out about the issue at thenewtobaccoroad.com, is encouraging legislators to address the issue.
Cigarette smuggling is no longer a mom-and-pop operation. Instead, it's growing into a sophisticated criminal industry with direct ties to gang activity, organized crime, and even terrorism. Smuggled cigarettes are the new currency of organized crime, with profits often greater than those from other illicit activities. If you're driving on the interstate highways and you pass a tractor-trailer truck, or even a box truck, there's a real chance that its cargo is contraband cigarettes.
What's the solution?
The first step to addressing the problem is to make tobacco trafficking more painful than a parking ticket. The states of Virginia and Rhode Island have already passed laws to make cigarette smuggling a felony. Other states are also looking at new laws and penalties.
For more information, visit thenewtobaccoroad.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.